home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towns of Baltimore. We are Baltimore positive. We are positively getting up on the big game in New Orleans. We're talking a lot about that. Really great guest all along this week. We've had Super Bowl champions. Jamal Lewis has been here. Joe Flacco. We've had Super Bowl MVPs. Joe Flacco has been here. Also, tons of the writers from the Pro Football Hall of Fame who vote on Terrell Suggs and whether Steve Smith. Every one of them says Yonda has the resume that he will be the first to be tapped, which I find to be interesting. So all of that is out at Baltimore Positive. And then next week, of course, a cup of soup or bowl, where we're going to give you a cup of soup or a bowl of soup at five different locations. Costas, Fadley's, Coco's, State Fair, wrapping things up on Friday at Cooper's North. And finally, you know, I've been holding these Ravens tickets up for like 6 months. It's the last one in the whole collection. We've turned the page on the season. Home Run Riches is around the corner, and I'm giving away the magic. Look, they're purple too. Look at this. I'm rubbing it. It says next year, Super Bowl. Also, our friends have some Monopoly giveaways, and we're going to talk about that. John Martin is here. He's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming, and puts us out on the streets. This is a good-looking ticket. I'm going to tell you right now. This is a really good-looking ticket, John Martin.
You know, people will think we rehearse this. We do not. As if we could rehearse it would not make any difference through the show. But here I am, resplendent in my purple sweater, and you're holding up the purple ticket. How about that?
And I'm wearing brown, but let's not go into that right now.
Oh.
You know, I'm out on the road doing this Cup of Super Bowl thing, and it's amazing the football, the end of it. This is the big week for the big game and like all of that stuff that's going on. There's one game left, right? I mean, unless you're giving the Pro Bowl, you know, I don't even know when they play that, but there's like one game left and it's all over. We just sort of exhale and I got to move on to new tickets, but we still have 1 week of football left. So you're wearing the purple in the spirit that we're all still sort of grieving here a little bit. But you know what? I did talk to Jamal Lewis on the anniversary of Super Bowl 35, and I did talk to Joe Flacco. There is – and we got Lamar. We got plenty of hope here. So I'm not giving up on football just yet, even though – and I'm not even rubbing it in on the Commanders people, and I know that surprises you because you don't expect that from me.
No. There's I'm glad you had former Cleveland Browns on your show with Jamal Lewis and Joe Flacco. It's
wow,
nice that you finally have
I didn't
turned.
Think about it. And look, I'm
it's
wearing
nice
brown.
You've
That's
that
weird.
Around.
That's really,
no, it's
really
not weird.
Weird. It's a good thing
come
I can
over
wear
to the dark
canceling
side.
it all out with purple magic eight ball tickets is what we're
Yeah,
doing, I think.
come on over to the dark side. So that when the Browns are in the Super Bowl, you'll have these things all ready to go.
All right. Well, listen, we got scratch offs. We're doing a cup of Super
Yes.
Bowl. We're gonna do all that. But more than that, you hit me last week with this promotion. I think I had three layers of clothing on last week because it was so bold, you know. You're doing this, you do these crazy seasonal things. I mean, you guys at the lottery, somebody's up late at night like the Oompa Loompas thinking all this stuff up. And I know it's your people, but the Keno ice cold thing. I mean, I've had snow surrounding my building for like 4 weeks. It's almost like I live in Buffalo or Cleveland or Quebec or whatever, but it's finally melting off. And like, you got some warm-hearted melting stories about the keynote contest you guys are doing this month.
You know, people can go to mdlottery.com, not only learn about the promotion, but some of those winner stories. But it's a fun promo, as you said. It's called Keno Ice Cold Cash. When the temps fall, prizes are there available for you. The lower the temp, the bigger the prize. And here's how it works. So you purchase your Keno ticket. You enter them into your My Lottery Rewards account through February 9th. And each week, we will select five winners. And based on the previous week's lowest temperature, we'll determine where they are on the prize scale. So the
last
first
week was
week,
pretty cold.
I'll
That's
tell
all
you
I'm
what,
gonna say. It was single digits. It was not nice.
Week one, which was 2 weeks ago, the lowest temperature was 12 degrees. And so people won $10,000.
Where
Week
are you
two.
measuring this? Is this BWI Friendship Airport, Thurgood
Yes.
Marshall? Okay, it's the
Yes.
airport. Okay, I didn't know where the
Oh no, the
epicenter is here.
official. This is, you know, we if nothing else, there's integrity
There are
and
people up in
accountability.
Hereford that were saying it was four that morning, John.
Well, hey, then not many planes land in Hereford. You know, when they put up a tower and a runway, we'll talk. But for now, it's BWI. And last
right.
week, the low temperature was 6 degrees, which means we had five $10,000 winners. And they are Bonnie Williams of Cockeysville, Pamela Tyson of Mechanicsville, Noreen Thomas of Fort Meade, Christopher Jermita of Horace Hill, and John Crooks of Sunshine, Maryland. Now, how ironic is that? That in a ice cold cash
Well, you
promotion.
said Mechanicsville, though, right? Like, there's a Mechanicsville, Maryland? I don't know where that. I'm not sure that I know where that is. So
But don't
we play
focus on
this. I
that
love
one.
this game every week. This is the most fun game we play.
But don't focus on that one. Focus on the Sunshine, Maryland. I was not aware there's a Sunshine, Maryland. Were you?
Now hold on a second here. Mechanicsville, Maryland is
You
right.
keep going to Mechanicsville.
Well, it's even more. Do you know there's a Hollywood, Maryland?
Stick with the winners. That's
Do
next
you
week's
know there's
show.
a California, Maryland? Mechanicsville is right by there. It's down near La Plata. I have driven
Yes.
through, so I just want to know where. Okay, so now that I know where Mechanicsville is, we'll
Okay.
focus on let the
Sunshine,
sunshine in.
Maryland. Yeah, how do
Sunshine.
you get the sunshine from Mechanicsville?
Because Mechanicsville was one of the other winners, and I didn't know where
Right,
it was. I'm playing.
right.
I'm on the spectrum of trying to figure
You
out
are
things. Sunshine, Maryland. Hold on a
you're looking
second here.
for
It's,
crab
by the
cakes, is what
way,
you're looking for.
Sunshine, Maryland, it looks to me, is right next to Unity, Maryland, which looks to me to be at the corner of 650 and 97, which looks to be
Okay,
north of
zoom out.
Olney. I'm zooming out. I know where it is. That Howard County or is that Frederick County? I'm not sure. It's right on the border.
Is that Carroll County?
I don't know. Is it Carroll County? I
It's
don't
not, I don't
know.
think it's Frederick. So again, for
Okay.
those people at home who have now turned off the radios
No.
and but if you drew a triangle
I taught
between
you about
Baltimore,
Texas, Maryland last week, and I taught you, so.
this went much better in rehearsal, folks. If you draw a triangle between Baltimore City, Washington, D.C., and Frederick, Maryland. You got that triangle? Right in the
Right.
middle of that triangle is Sunshine, Maryland.
All right. It's north of Olney on 97, and it's sort of south of Westminster by, like, south of 70. If you got off of 70 on your way to Frederick and made a left turn, it's there. Sunshine, Maryland. I've done the show many times in Catonsville, and everybody there says they're from paradise. There's a paradise. There's a sign. If you get off on Frederick, just get off on Frederick Road at the Beltway. It says Paradise, Maryland. And I'm like,
Wow.
that's got to at least help the real estate there. And sunshine, I would think, even on a cloudy day. John Martin is
Don't.
here.
No.
I'm no Bob Turk, but you're a guy from Cleveland. But everybody else in the audience got the Bob Turk reference. John Martin is the executive director of the Maryland Lottery. He doesn't know why he does this every week, but I'm really good at promoting things like Magic 8-Ball and having a good time. So you have Keno Icy winners and Sunshine, Maryland. So go ahead, keep the story going.
Well, now that we turn the page, because we also have Monopoly winners. There's probably no bigger franchise in lottery history, not just Maryland, than the Monopoly franchise. This is been involved. We've been involved with Monopoly for before I got here, it seems. But it certainly is a fun promotion. We have no less than six Monopoly scratch-off tickets. You can enter your non-winning Monopoly scratch-offs into your My Lottery Rewards account, and we will have six drawings. Five winners will win $5,000 each, but in three of the six drawings, one winner will win a rolling cash jackpot, and that jackpot today is nearly $40,000. So by the time we have that first drawing, which isn't really until the middle of March, March 10th, will be the first rolling cash winner. We're going to have a significant, we may even have a real big jackpot to talk about. So stay tuned for more details. Go to mdlottery.com to learn more about how you can enter your non-winning Monopoly scratch-off tickets for a chance to win cash prizes, including a rolling cash jackpot.
I wasn't going to interrupt you because it would, cause me to hold these tickets up, but these are the
Oh, nice.
samples. Roz hooked me up, so I have samples, but they're very colorful and beautiful and all that.
Nice.
And I must say this, I'm always trying to help you out in the
Please do.
marketing stuff because we do a marketing thing together. Is that rolling jackpot by any chance in the Monopoly game called the community chest?
Oh, you know what? It is not, and it's probably not because I think the boys in legal
Oh, okay. I'm just checking. I
might
don't know. I don't know. But the Monopoly, you either landed on jail, pay the electric company. You had hotels on Park Place. I'm just thinking from a Monopoly standpoint. Because the little guy is awesome. You know, the
He
Monopoly
is.
guy, he's eternal.
He
He
is.
really is,
I'm
right?
starting to look more like Monopoly Guy. I need a top hat. I think I'm starting to look more like Monopoly Guy every day.
You need to work the mustache up, I think, more than down. But I
Oh,
love
yeah.
Monopoly, and I was in the office this week with Seth, and we're working on getting TJ out for a cup of Super Bowl and all that stuff. And I said, Monopoly's something I can get behind because, like, to your point, it's this eternal brand. But as a kid from Dundalk that grew up, you know, with not a lot in a small room and a lot of dreams that many I fulfilled, thankfully. But playing board games was like the easiest thing in the world on a rainy day, a good day, whatever. Kept us in the house sometimes, get out of the house, go play ball or whatever. But Monopoly was just the eternal great game. So when I see Monopoly, I light up and I'm like, hey, I want all the colorful tickets too, because Monopoly's fun to me and I don't understand Game of Thrones. And I made that very clear last year.
Well, and is it as marketers, one marketer to another, isn't it really a good thing? And it was several years ago they started this, the localization of Monopoly. So, then the college.
Baltimoreopoly, Marylandopoly. I've seen all of that.
Yeah. Then the colleges took it over. So they, you had a college version of it. So yeah, I like the way the franchise is extended, and certainly in the lottery we have a lot of fun with it, whether it's a scratch off ticket, fast play ticket, whatever it happens to be. So mdlottery.com, more details on the Monopoly Second Chance contest.
I was always the thimble, even though everybody wanted to be the little sports car, you know, to
Oh,
roll the
sure.
dice and all that. John Martin is here. He's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. I want to remind everybody we're doing a cup of Super Bowl next week. I have fresh Magic 8-Ball tickets. Rub the Magic 8-Ball. It'll say next year, perhaps, or something like that. Either way, and remind everybody. Everybody that the play and you're playing to win money because everybody is. It's fun and all. It's a lot more fun when you win. Use the app, scan tickets, get in the second chance. It's if you get nothing else out of these fun things, we tell winner stories and you come out and get some free tickets from me. I always tell folks, download the app. John, you got a whole bunch of other stuff going on around here and you got a bunch of winners and you got stories and all of that stuff. Set me straight because I know we're also into a sports wagering environment here where the big game is next week, and we're all kind of celebrating that. And I know everybody, this is a big time of the year to tell folks. Might be the introductory time to get involved in doing this and learning about it a little bit on the mobile side. I don't think we can stop educating people enough that who may get involved for the first time, literally this time, because this is the time of the year my dad would bring the block pools home back in the old days.
You do have it doesn't seem possible, but every year you have new entrants, new participants in sports wagering, particularly around the Super Bowl. I mean, it has been for several years and will continue to be for several more the pinnacle, the event of the sports wagering year, and the numbers that are behind this are just astronomical. And when you stop and look at that, what the impact is on the singular event, I just got some new information yesterday. And looking at it from a national perspective, the estimate of the regulated, and I will stress regulated US markets, will grow 15% this year, expecting to surpass a record $1.5 billion with a B, $1.5 billion for one singular event, 1 3-hour block of time. Will generate that much revenue around the country. That's a big number, isn't it?
Well, we've listened all my life. We always saw these projected numbers in USA Today, or I mean, how much money was being spent on the commercials, and it's such a money thing. And I think in America, all of our lifetime, and I've seen it grow. I've attended 27 Super Bowls. I was in the middle of it every year, broadcasting 60 hours a week, and watched literally the NFL Network get born, the internet, the team websites, just all of that that's happened. The legal part of sports wagering and bringing it full circle, I trust the numbers you just gave me even more than whatever the estimates were in the black market and how many pool cards were going here. Not to mention just people flying into Vegas. It was the biggest weekend ever in Vegas to gather people. All of that now has been, dare I say, democratized in many states to wherever your basement is, wherever your party is. I had the folks, nice folks from Verizon on this week, a little plug for them and Jamal Lewis. They're doing an event down at the stadium all over the country to have the world's biggest Super Bowl party and bringing people together. And in that segment, I even said, I don't get invited to Super Bowl parties anymore. I don't, are they a thing, like with the nachos and the wings and big screen TVs? Because everybody kind of has one or whatever. But I think the thing that is in everybody's base and everybody's hands, and for folks who even bet nominally at any point and they have an account, this would be a time where they're reaching for it, want to have a little bit of fun. And it's a good time to remind people that it is fun, it is new, it is big. Just be careful. And I always say that to folks, because it is fun, and it was always fun. And I think these numbers now and what you've done, what our laws have allowed us to do, is take this money in and take it and do great things with it. And I think more than anything, other than second chances, I think I talk a lot about that as well, that since this has been on the up and up the last couple of years, we're this is our third Super Bowl where mobile's been on, John. Does that sound right?
Yes, it does. Yes, it
Yeah.
does. You know, you talked about Las Vegas before. The expectation is some pundits would tell you that this may be the year that Las Vegas cedes the crown, that they will no longer be reigning supreme, that the state of New York may actually have a larger handle than the state of Nevada. And that has, of course, never happened. And it's interesting that once it does happen, and if not this year, certainly next, you would think, it's probably not going to go back. So that's something from a just, a national perspective,
I love
that.
having you on to teach me that. I mean, literally, I mean, I did not know that. I hadn't thought much about that. And you know, I'm not a sports wager, so I'm not in that space on a daily basis, hearing it and seeing all of the numbers, but I feel it's ubiquitous. I mean, I see it anytime I'm in any of my sponsor sports bars anywhere where people are talking about it and actively participating. And yeah, and just slow the roll, right? I mean, we talk about that a lot, but this is a time of the year to say, and especially for folks who, if you find yourself wanting to bet on a minor league indoor football, like the week after it ends, there's college basketball, there's all of these other things that I don't think there's an ending to it or a one time. My dad didn't bring a pool card home the week after. Let me just say that, after the Super Bowl, right?
It's funny because we talked about it last time. What if the Ravens and Commanders had gone down that path, and thinking, boy, what a day that would have been here for Maryland. And there's maybe some of that, but some interesting information I did find was that more than just the local markets, it's really the appeal of the game itself, because you're talking about a national event. So it's an any given year, and obviously the Eagles and the Chiefs, because of the replay aspect of it from 2 years ago, it's in the appeal of name players on both sides, that kind of transcends the local market. So the expectations ought to still be good in the state of Maryland, and certainly the proximity to Philadelphia doesn't hurt. But I think just the matchup itself, and particularly some of the prop bets, and that's where things can get a little fuzzy for first time wagers to an event like the Super Bowl. Travis Kelce or Saquon Barkley anytime touchdown as a prop bet. Those are the things that seem to be very popular because they recognize the name of the individual, and of course they're doing well. And you'd expect both of them to feature prominently in any scoring plays that their teams may have. So, those are the types of bets that that people kind of gravitate towards. We have made a decision last year, and we're going to hold it this year. We're not going to get into the foo-foo bets. What color is the Gatorade? What's the coin toss? How long is the national anthem?
How about
We're
this? When will Taylor Swift appear on
sure,
television?
sure, sure.
There would be a fun one, right?
Yeah, well, they may be fun, but we don't find a place for them here in the Maryland market. So, we've kind of slowed the roll on some of those things and really focus on the game itself and the things that are regulated or that are affected by the play on the field, as opposed to some of the tangential things. And also a big thing, and I'll use this forum to advocate for it. Please, please be careful on parlay bets. I think there's a lot of allure to three, four, five leg parlay, whatever, where you bundle bets at the chance to score big. Be educated about that. If you have three bets that you're solid about, make them as separate wagers. You may come out better ahead than trying to bundle them in a parlay. Parlays typically are in favor of the house. I don't care how lucky you feel. I don't care if you're sitting in your favorite spot, watching the game on the big screen. Just be educated as to what the games are and the odds on the return on any investment you make. Please play responsibly.
John Martin is here. Sometimes we're talking about huge jackpots and the big games. Sometimes we're talking about local stuff. It was a lot of fun talking about the Keno. Now, I don't want to talk any more about Keno going lower. Okay, so give me a
No.
sweetheart promotion next month or something about warming it up or springtime or the first time we see a flower or something that doesn't look
Perfect.
like. I love the white frozen tundra and the vi until I deal with it like day four. So maybe one more snowstorm and let's get some baseball in here and some home run riches. John Martin is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. The Maryland Lottery has provided these magic eight ball scratch offs. You rub them, they're good luck. But come on out. It's a cup of Super Bowl next week. Please bring a canned good group of canned goods, hopefully from Wise Markets or other places, to us. Wise Markets and our friends at the Maryland Lottery are helping me put this thing on. We're starting at Costas on Monday. We will be at Fadley's at Lexington Market on Tuesday. We will be at Coco's on Wednesday, Thursday at State Fair in Catonsville, and then a Friday up at Cooper's North with my pal Terry, who's a cancer survivor. So I'm going to be eating some gumbo up there as well. Might be some crab cakes along the way because it's a cup of Super Bowl. You come out and you get a cup or bowl of cream of crab or Maryland crab soup if you donate to the Maryland Food Bank. And we're going to be doing that through local pantries as we did last year, and storytelling all week with people making a difference in the community. Community, charity, local, cool stuff going on next week, and all of that will platform out at Baltimore Positive. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. Enjoy the big game and come see us next week and get some soup and warm up. We're Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.